We learned last night, pretty much not more good news for you, which you want, I know you wanted. Either Arlovski or Stephen Miocic, the UFC have announced last night that they're having that fight at UFC 195, I believe it is. Stephen Miocic versus Andrei Arlovski. Just your reaction and thoughts about that fight.
I'm even hesitant now. I was kind of blindsided by the whole thing because I came here for the whole week. I've been advocating for the Arlovski fight. And then when I feel like yesterday when I had like the biggest push for the fight, 5 minutes later, I got told from some of the media, hey, Ben, did you see this? And, you know, Arlovski and Stipe are fighting each other. And I was just really surprised. It just didn't make any sense. There's this like, I thought for sure I was going to get the fight with Arlovski. And I mean, that's just, how many times have we seen this happen to other fighters? Somebody thought they're going to get a title fight or something's going to happen. And, you know, I'm not the first fighter this has happened to, so.
You've pushed for that fight since last July. We spoke in July in Las Vegas, and it was during the Invicta FC media day there. Is it almost an insult to you from the UFC?
You know, I'm just trying to stay from anything derogatory about anybody, about any situation. There's so many things in play here. What is the UFC going to do when guys get injured, though? I mean, their hands are, you know, they can only do so much. There's nothing we could do about that. My opponent pulled off this weekend. Fine. It's... okay, we're talking about a January fight now, and we're booking guys. It's just that's where the confusion comes in. I've never seen a guy that is pulled out from an injury, and then the week that he's supposed to fight, he's booked for another fight. That's the most confusing thing. That's the part that I think everybody's shaking their head about. You know, I don't know. I'm just like really lost for words in this whole thing right now. I've never been in this situation before either, so I'm trying to handle it the right way. I don't want to be too upset because there's just so many things that are a factor that, you know, there's stuff that the matchmaking that they're going through, they have so many shows. I have no idea what their plan is, so I just got to relax. I really do, and just be like, you know, but I keep saying it over and over again. Maybe one of these guys get hurt, Overeem gets hurt, I get to fight Junior DeSantos. This all makes sense then. I mean, ultimately, that's the fight I would want anyway. He's ranked higher than Stipe and Andre. And if I can go in and get the opportunity to fight Junior and beat him, that's going to say everything I can possibly say with my actions. So we'll just wait and see what happens. You know, we'll hope that the universe has a grand plan for me, and I just got to be ready for it.
There's a real logjam at the top of that heavyweight division, and even though your fight fell through before the Dublin event, you've still made that trip. You've come over, and you know you're doing guest fighter duties for the UFC, and you know you're putting in appearances, you're meeting the fans, and all the rest of it. Have you had any communication from the UFC with regard to what might be next? Have they given you any kind of heads up? Presumably, they didn't give you any heads up about the fight because that came as a big surprise to you at the time. But has there been any communication since the announcement?
Yeah. The UFC kind of just said, you know, they want me to fight around the same time frame as Arlovski and Stipe. So, you know, regardless, I mean, that's good. I mean, we can find a fight. It's just the options are very slim, you know, and that's the problem. So who and everything, I don't know. You know, there's been a couple names, and even those names, it sounds like they have outside obligations. So, you know, I don't even see anybody's name because it's just such a toss-up. I have no idea what's gonna happen. All I know is, whatever it is, if I have to wait a little bit, I just want to fight someone that's gonna move me ahead. I mean, I keep trying to call out the top three guys. I mean, what more can I do? I've been doing it for a year. Toughest guy you got, fine, let me fight him. So that's just it. I'm just trying to take the fights that make sense. I just don't want to fight some guy, you know, I just not in a situation just fighting to fight. I mean, I have over 40 professional fights. You know, I want each fight to make sense, and it just... I don't know what's going to happen because every guy that's in front of me has a fight book now. You know, the question was, Matreon, a guy that's ranked out of the top 10, is fighting Travis Brown, a guy in front of me. Why don't the universe switch some things around here? I want politics for once work in my favor and drop that fight and put me in, you know, or something. So, I don't know, or Overeem, you know, take him out, put me in for Junior.
I mean, so. I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. Obviously, these fights have been made. Junior Dos Santos, Alistair Overeem, of course, Stipe Arlovski. In some sense, though, is it good? Because that's already clearing out names at that top of the division and making it, you know, potentially afterwards on whoever you fight, you know, a bit easier maybe to get that title shot.
I don't think so. I'm losing the opportunity. I mean, really, it's now it's Overeem and Junior DeSantos, Stipe, and Andre. They're going to get, you know, they those four have a fight, and they're going to get a shot to move ahead, and I'm standing here, you know, just waiting. Like, I can't, there's nothing I can do now to get to that title shot. These four guys are basically getting the go-ahead, you know, and I feel like, no, it's going to take me longer now. The Stipe fight was the fight that I needed to get where I needed to go, and now I don't even, the bridge has been taken.
Do you feel that because it's so close to the top of the division, you know, obviously the Cain Velasquez Rui Chaverdun match have always been talked about, the rematch, you know, we've talked about those two other fights as well, that because of this, that big blockage at the top of the heavyweight division now, that, you know, once all these fights start rolling out, we see who's a winner, who's a loser, that the division over the next year is probably going to be arguably one of the most exciting divisions in the UFC, and hopefully, you know, you'll be a part of that if you get your title shot.
Yeah, I agree with that. As far as emphasizing that the division's been held up. I mean, Cain was a champ, I think, over the course of, I don't know, what is it, 4 or 5 years? He fought three times, or he fought only two different guys. So it's just like, yeah, that's been a huge problem, having a guy that's been injured a lot, not wanting to fight. That's why I promoted Verdun to win, because I felt like at least he's going to take fights. He's gonna keep challenging us, and that definitely will help. You know what I mean? If we can get some championship fights going, you know, that's going to definitely make more opportunities for us. March is the title event, and it's just like, you know, does Cain show up to that? You know, it's, the guy has a history of getting injured a lot, so that's why I question it. And, you know, that could be an opportunity. If Cain gets hurt, then one of these guys get thrown in, and we get this thing going, you know what I mean?
How far do you sit out, you know, for you? Is there a list of guys you'll go to fight? Is it Frankmir might not, but is that a fight you might look at, or is there a possibility you might sit out till after these guys fight?
I mean, my goal is to train and be ready. Like I said, in case Overeem or Junior get hurt, I want to be ready for December 19th. And that could be, you know, there's a list of heavyweight fights that are coming up that, like, yeah, the guy's ranked behind me. I just fought Mitrione, and he's ranked behind me. And the fight moved me up in the rankings. So it's not like I can't fight a guy behind me and still move up, for, you know, if I go out and perform well. So a guy like Frank Mir, some of these guys, it's like, yeah. Well, they're you know, there's some of the fights that can be made. I hate the, I'm on a 3-fight win streak and I'm going to fight a guy and I, you know, just lost. That sucks, you know what I mean? At least Mitrione was on a 3-fight win streak when I fought him.
So. And the UFC obviously said that, you know, Matt True's name that had to fight here this week. Do you think that might affect your chances of getting that fight because you didn't take the fight with Mitrione here with the UFC?
No, let's clear up that there was no fight offered with Mitrione. There's nothing, okay. You know. Actually, me and Matt were actually texting last night about it. He was under a misunderstanding. He got told one thing, and I was clear. I'm like, that's why I got so mad at you on media, because you were basically taking a crack at my man hook. I turned down a fight with you, and I'm like, come on. I was going to fight anybody. You know, literally, I would have fought a guy not even ranked. It didn't even matter. And there was just no, the UFC didn't, they were like, there's no fight that we're going to make. You know, Mitrione was signed to fight Travis Brown. I understand it's a legal thing. So there was no fight offered. There was. I was going to come here and put a show on for Irish Crow. That's just the way that's why I came here. And I'm still happy to be here because you guys are some of the best fans in the world. That is, without a doubt. And I feel really bad that this UFC has crumbled the way it has, because I feel like Ireland's gotten the shaft for being some of the best fans the sport's ever had, ever. Yeah, it's disheartening to see this event fall apart and kind of you guys not get as many good events as you should. And I was willing to come here and fight anybody for you.
Can I ask about your management situation? Am I right in thinking you self-manage? You manage your own career. You don't have a management company who you are affiliated to. Is that
I'm not.
Right?
I would say I'm 90% self-managed. I have a management that takes care of my contract, that kind of thing. But I'm on my own other than that. Like, no sponsorships, stuff like that. I do everything on my own. You know, it just, it's tough too, because I own my own gym and I kind of do some other things. I manage guys, so I'm like a jack of all trades. I stay pretty busy.
Reason for asking is because obviously a lot of these guys, they're part of big management corporations, big management companies. They've got like economies of scale. They've got bargaining power because they've got a stable of fighters there. Do you think the fact that you're a little bit outside of that, maybe you're a bit more self-managed, do you think that counts against you in some respects? And in situations like this, where you've got Stipe's got the nod, and you've kind of been left out in the cold a little bit?
Of course. I mean, I would have to, you know, some of these guys, like you said, they got a manager that has, you know, let's say Malachi, for instance, that's Andre's new manager, John Jones, guys like that. Like, a manager's got some pull, I'm sure, and he's going to say, Wrathful or Stipe. We want Stipe. You know what I mean? He gets to pick. Yeah, for sure. I don't have that. I definitely am on the outside. Like, I'm going to come on my own. I definitely have a disadvantage. I'm from the Midwest. My options were limited. I never went out to California or New Mexico or Florida to join these big gyms with management is. And that's maybe held me back some for sure. It is what it is.
Is that something that you, given what's happened in the recent few days, does that make you sort of rethink that? Or I get the impression you kind of like being a little bit of an individual within this big engine, which is the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons. There is. I mean, obviously the pros we just went over. You got a management like that. You're going to have some help in a situation such as I'm in right now. But there's also cons that kind of like to myself. I don't want to like bad talk anybody or anything like that. But I'm definitely more free. I'll tell you that. Like, and sometimes there's something you can't put a price tag on. Something money can't buy. So. I live with that. I live with a clear conscience, and you know, it is what it is. I'll just see what happens. Now I can get through this. If you get the title, I don't think I don't have to worry about the situation anymore. You got the belt, and
they'll come to you then.
Yeah, they'll come to you. So that's the goal.
What's the attraction to fighting the Dogo?
So some of the events, obviously, like, you know, and being here now the whole week, it's just, you got to give a lot of praise to Conor McGregor, and I think a lot of people know that, because a lot of Irish fans are like, you know, we didn't really know what MMA was, and then, you know, his rise has brought them into the sport, and, you know, every fighter better be glad that he did, like, that this has happened, because we have such a bigger fan base now with the Irish crowd. But it was UFC 189 that it really went over the top. I was there at the live arena, and it was the most amazing live event I've ever been at. Besides some of the incredible fights, it was the crowd. You know what I mean? I even said it the week of the fight. I interviewed. I'm like, Conor McGregor's fucking win this fight. And everybody was counting him out, and I'm like, you don't understand what an arena full of energy can do for you. Obviously, I was right about something. So I feel like I would get some of that too, and I was very much looking forward to it.
What are your plans now for the rest of your stay in Ireland? Have you know, going to work out anywhere? Are you going to go and see anything or meet people?
Well, if I can stop sleeping till like 3 in the afternoon.
We all do that here.
Yeah, I'm like staying up all night and everything's closed. And it's like when everything's open, I'm sleeping. So I'm trying to like fix that. But we're getting out. We're trying to look at some castles and get out and see. I've been down some of the main street and stuff. And yeah, it's just Ireland's just a wonderful place. Everybody here. To say it, some of the nicest people on the planet, I think it's even an understatement. Like, it's really an awesome place, so happy to be here.
You know, just quickly, you know, talking about Conor there, charismatic MMA seems to be playing such a, you know, big role in the development of fighters, and obviously, you know, we know with, you know, how, you know, your post-fight interview, you know, showing a character, you know, how important is it for fighters, you know, because we've seen it with Conor, you know, although he's a good fighter, it's his character outside of the cage, you know, when he's talking to media, that helps propel the sport in this country. You know, how integral is that for all fighters to kind of see that as an element of fighting, which is, you know, it's hugely important.
Well, the guys at his weight class, for instance, or get upset. Like, why did he get moved up so much? Well, the guy will do all media that there is to do. He goes above and beyond. Plus, he trains and he does that extra. You know, a lot of guys, you know, they're like, well, I just want to train and fight. I'm like, well, that's what he's doing. Conor's training just as much as you are, but he's doing all this extra stuff. It's just like they got to see it. It's like we're in the entertainment business. It isn't just going out and putting on a good fight isn't good enough. You know, I put on a good fight against Mitrione, and I could have been like raised my hand and walked out of the ring. Nobody would have talked about the fight. You know what I mean? It's just like I didn't do it. I did what I did because I just did it. Like people are like, oh, did you script that? There's some things that go into it. Kind of ask Chael Sonnen, he'll tell you he scripted everything. We don't care. We like to listen to it. It's funny as hell. It's the same thing. It's just you got to just bring a little more to the table. And I think some guys got to get out of their shell. And I think it's scary for a lot of guys. We're dealing with fear so much. You know, it's like the biggest component of a fight is fear. And I think that guys are trying to control that, and then they get done with that. Then, you know, I think the cameras make them scared too. And it's just like, you got to embrace all of it. You know, you got to do that extra, and we got to give the fans our voice. We got to get out there and let them know who we are, and it makes a big difference for sure. It's an important aspect of the sport.
I guess the challenge now, with the fact that all of the guys you want to fight are largely tied up in fights, the challenge for you now is to try and remain in that conversation and stay relevant without having the ability to get in and fight. How do you go about that? Because obviously you don't have a fight booked, the guys you want are already booked in fights, but in order to stay in that conversation and make sure that people know that you're there and ready to go, how do you go about doing that? I guess that's a challenge for you right now.
I mean, I've taken like a year layoff and come back, and people remember me real quick as soon as I get a fight. So I mean, that's the biggest thing, is just being ready. Just be ready, because I'm gonna get a fight. Like, I'm ranked 7th, 6th, whatever it is. I'm on the top heavyweights. People know it. I think people are ready to see me fight, especially with this incident. I just made people more like, you know, it's cool to see. Like, yeah, people were really upset when that card, when I got pulled from the card was not the same. So, you know, I think Duffy Peori could have got canceled, and as long as I was still fighting Stipe or Arlovski, everyone would have been happy. Like, this card would have been fine. So, I mean, people want to see me fight, and I think that's the biggest thing. And I think I already did my job. Like, I think my name's in the mix. We just need someone's ass to beat.
Ben, you mentioned a moment ago that you were one of the few people who were predicting that Conor would beat Chad Mendes back at 189, based principally around the Irish support that was there in Vegas getting behind him. Do you think, obviously, and this last year's event here in Dublin, it was a clean sweep for the Irish, quite famously, as Conor himself said in his own words. Do you anticipate the crowd backing having the same impact this time around and having a lot of success with the Irish fighters on the card?
Oh, for sure. The Irish fighters are going to have a huge advantage. I mean, the crowd's going to feel bad for the guys. If you're not a part of this, it's tough. Like, I've been in Brazil, and, you know, the whole arena's chanting, "You're going to die." You know, it is. You're just kind of like, oh, that sucks. You know, you're not like, yeah, you know, so... the Irish crowd's gonna, you know, it's gonna make it hell for the opposing team. You know, they're, and then the guys that are fighting for their country, it's like, yeah, they're in there, and the crowd's gonna make them feel that. It does. It pumps you up 100%. It affects the fight.
But if worst comes to worst, and maybe a couple of the Irish guys who are fighting first do come up the wrong end of a decision, what sort of impact do you think that might have on the audience and attendance, and therefore might that lead through to the fighters who are coming towards the end of the card?
I guess that's why I'm going to be there Saturday and find out. Because I'm not sure. Because I just feel like, I don't know, from what I've noticed, I feel like, not that it's going to happen, but every Irish fighter could lose up to the last one. I think the Irish crowd's still going to be chanting and rooting on for that last guy. Even like, it's just how it is, right?
Yeah. A couple of quick predictions, Ben. Conor Jose in December, how did you see that one going?
It is what it is. I mean, this is the fight. I mean, it's Aldo McGregor. Like, he's gonna all those proven. Like, the guy is one of the best in the world at his weight class, and you know, I think it's gonna be interesting. I really don't know. Technical wise, it's just so tough, because I really believe that crowd's gonna come back from McGregor, and I think that's gonna help him out. And all those also had the benefit of fighting in Brazil a lot of times. So there's definitely some factors here that are pulling from McGregor, and I don't know, for some reason I just think that he could do it.
And then in your own division, firstly Stipe and Arlovski. I know that's kind of fresh, you probably haven't had enough time to think about that one. What about Overeem JDS then?
Yeah, I mean, all four of those fights, I sit there and think about them, and it's just like, it's tough. I mean, I guess I'll just go by the rankings. I mean, Junior should win. Doesn't mean Overeem can't. You know, it's just like, Stipe's got some things that he can bring to the table, and he's going to try to utilize his wrestling and grind Andre down some. Andre can still knock him out. So it's just like, they're very interesting fights, I think, that I'll be watching. You know, I just don't know.
See how it goes.
You see how it goes.
And true or false, Ben, you fight before the end of the year?
I would like to say true. I'd like to say true, but I think that's going to end up false. Okay. I mean, Overeem is, as I've said, he's very professional. He shows up to fight. You know, maybe Junior gets hurt, I'll have to fight Overeem again, which I would at this point. I see the guys on a 2-fight win streak, you know, and yeah, it's a rematch, but I would take that fight for sure. But I think both those guys are going to show up. I generally think they dislike each other, and they're going to show up to fight, so...